Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Many of you are wondering whether you should stop contributing to your 401k. Well, how about a yes and a no? With the horrendous losses suffered in the stock market in recent weeks, it's no wonder folks are thinking they should stop putting money into a retirement plan, especially when all they're doing is watching it shrink. Well, first, you shouldn't have your money in the stock market unless your retirement is at least 5 years away. I believe we're in for a great deal of turbulence in the coming years. So if what's happening on Wall Street affects your 401k and you need the money in the short term, consider moving it to a different place. Second, if you're in the market for the long term, you can take advantage of the tax breaks as well as the free money you earn with any matching funds that your employer puts in. Scaling back on the amount you put into your 401k will mean a loss of those benefits. And finally, you may want to stock away more money in your 401k because of dollar cost averaging. You contribute a fixed amount each month to your 401k, probably into a mutual fund. Now imagine how many more shares of those funds you're able to buy at current stock prices. Now assuming the market recovers by the time you retire, which it should, those extra shares will be worth a lot more. Now the Bible tells us to be slow and steady plodders to achieve prosperity. So don't let today's bear market scare you out of being a good long-term investor. No man knows the future, but we can trust God regardless of whether our investments are going up or down. Now for more advice on managing your money wisely, visit us online at crown.org.
This has been My Money Life. You can hear this program again online at crown.org. That's crown.org.